The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
In the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chof Gimel Mebeis, we encounter the concept of Mushba Va'oimid Mihar Sinaihu. It's a concept that comes up many times over here in the Rishayinim, and the Gemara is said many times in Shas. The concept of Mushba Va'oimid Mihar Sinai, we'll explore Bez Hashem the Musig and the Gemeenet La'alocha of this Musig of Mushba Va'oimid Mihar Sinai. The Pashit Shat is that there was a Shavua that Klal Yisrael took. And that Shavua that Klal Yisrael took at Har Sinai, that Shavua was chal on them to accept the whole Torah. And Klal Yisrael took some kind of a Shavua, we'll see in a moment, that they took some kind of a Shavua to accept the Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, if a person would come now and aser on himself something that was already pre-existent, or to permit something which was aser, so it wouldn't be chal because it's Mushba B'Yomid Mar Sinai. If he's going to go and aser on himself Nevela, or if he's going to matter himself something, which the Torah already mattered, so we'll say, then we'll say already, it's Mushba V'Oimid Mar Sinai. And it's not going to be Chal. For example, a person asks on himself, a Nevela, Trefis, Shkotzim, Ramasim, that's the Sig is talking about, he's Nishbish Lo Yoichal, V'Ochal Dvar Masurim. The Hainu, he already made a Shavua, not to eat anything, and he wound up eating things that were anyways usher to him. For example, he ate Nevelos, Trefus, and they were anyways usher to him. So then, in such a case, he'd be potter from Shavuos Pitui, because he's already Mushva V'yoymid Mihar Sinai to not eat these things, so therefore, the Shavu is not Chal. The concept of Ein Shavu Chal al Shavu. So first shaila is that where does this come from, this musik of Mushba V'yoymid Mihar Sinai? Where was this Shavua that was previously taken in Har Sinai and that prevents any Shavua being chal on Isurim? So the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah brings down that the Shavua was taken at Har Sinai and there was the bris, and that's the lashon of the pasuk in Shmoyis Chav Dalet Pasuk Ches, Vayikach Moshe es Adam Vayizrak al Ha'am Vayomer Hinei Dam Bris Asher Kol Hashem Mimachem Al Kol Advar Ma'ela. This is the Dam Bris that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent on them, and that was the bris. And the Vada Bris, says the Medrash, Ein Bris B'loi Shavua, Sham Nishbu Shneim, and that was the Bris, so therefore this is the Makor of the Bris that Klal Yisrael took, the Shavua that Klal Yisrael took at Har Sinai. The Sfasemnes Bemis explains that the Shavua, he learns out from the fact that there was a Bris, but he learns out that there was a Lashon of Hain, when the Klal Yisrael said, Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh, Klal Yisrael two times said the words, Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh, so that was an acceptance of the Shavua, like as if to say Hain, which of course is a Gemara in Shavua, it's a Lamed Vav. When a person says the lashon of hein, that's a shavua. I'll talk about Bez Hashem a different time exactly. And if a person emphatically says something twice, so that might have a lashon of a shavua. It might be a problem. It might be considered a shavua. The Gemara is mevura. This Indian of ein shavua chal shavua of mushbud ve'oymid bahar Sinai lechayra is not just on us, on the people, that were at Har Sinai, and that's apparent from the fact that the Gemara is talking to people that were not at Har Sinai. And the Gemara seems to say that this concept of Mushba Har Sinai applies even to people that weren't at Har Sinai. Now, the simple pshat is that all of our neshamas were at Har Sinai, and we accepted the Shavua at Har Sinai to accept all the Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore we can't make a Shavua chal, or a Shavua as al-Kopanim can't be chal to ask for something that was previously asked at Har Sinai, or to make something mutter to us that was previously mutter because of the fact that we accepted the Shavua ourselves. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shach explains in Yerideya and Simin Kuf Yutes, is mevur that this Shavua was clearly not just for the people that were at Har Sinai, but it was even for all the Deiros Aboyim and even the Gerim Masidim Lusgayer. They were all accepted this Shavua, and that really is learned out from the Pasuk. Ve'es Asher Inenu Poyim Manu Ayoyim, that they all accepted the Shavua. In Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Kuf Yutes, the Psak Aloch is that a Chashid Al Adover, a person who is Chashid on something, he's not believed because he's Chashid Klapei that Inyan, that he's going to be over on that Inyan. So then the Aloch is not Neman, even if he takes a Shavua. It's not them on that Indian. Let's say he's not believed for kashrus reasons, etc. And in such a case, he takes a shvuah. He swears that everything's kosher, whatever it is. So then he wouldn't be neman. Explains the shach and sivkat and chaf aleph, because a chashid to be over, he's already chashid to over on shvuahs too. What are you saying that the person is he's only chashid on this? Hare, the fact that he's chashid on this shows us that he's chashid to be over on a shvuah because he's being over on the shvuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him at Har Sinai, which is not just a shvuah on him, explains the Shach, it's a shvuah on all of the Doris. And therefore, a person like this, we see he's able to be over on he's able to be over on this Indian. So Mamelo, what's going to help when he takes a shvuah? He's also not believed when it comes to the shvuah. The Chazanish Lemaise asks on this, and he says that how could you say that any person who's a chashid, he's not neman on a shvuah because he's chashid on the shvuah too. That we see he's a person who's over on shvuah because he's over on the shvuah that he took at Har Sinai to not be over on averus. Harim Kain, any person who's over on any avera in the world should never be believed again with a shvuah because we see he was over on an avera and there was already a requirement binding him through a shvuah to not be over on that avera. So therefore, once the person was over even on one avera, we should see that the person is chashid on a shvuah. Now, Lemaisa, the Lechur, one can say to answer up the Shach, that the Shach is only saying, if we see he's over constantly on this Avera, then we see he's constantly over on his Shvuah that he took at Har Sinai. So such a person becomes Chashid, that when it comes to the Indian of Shvuah, we see that he'll break a Shvuah. Mashain Kain, if he does it one time, we don't see that. Maybe he would break a shvuah, and therefore the Shach says that this is a person who's constantly being over on avera. Taking a shvuah is not going to help because we see he's constantly over on the inyanim of shvuah too, the shvuah that he took at Har Sinai. Now, Rishon Zalman Orbach says that the site of the shvuah, the Rishon Zalman is in a few places. One of them is in Nedarim. Rishon Zalman in the Sefer Mincha Shleima, he says that the whole inyan of the shvuah was really not coming to specifically answer every single Avera in the Torah and say, now there's a Shavuah on this Avera, a Shavuah, like Kilu, every time you're over on eating Chazer or eating a cheeseburger, you're also over on a Shavuah. But the Indian of the Shavuah was coming that Klai Yisrael in general should accept the Torah, and a general Kabbalah of the whole entire Torah with a shvuah. The entire Torah is accepted on a person with the taik of the strength of a shvuah. Hashem Zaman says chiddush that if a person chalil eats chazer, eats nevela, so then he won't be over on the tachlis of the shvuah was not coming to say that he's over on a shvuah that accepted Har Sinai in addition to the yisr of chazer, in addition to the yisr of the cheeseburger. However, a person who would be perik oil, a person who chalila, he goes off the derech, so such a person really Taka lifted off that entire Shavuah, the Shavuah of the acceptance of the entire Torah. So such a person, Mamish, might be over on Bal Yachal Dvara, a person who, if he's Mezalzel, one Avera, so then he's not going to be over on Bal Yachal. Mashenka, the person who was Pyrik Olagamre, so then maybe he's Taka over on this Shavuah that he took in Arvis Mayav. Now, in the Negei of the Shavuah in general, the Taisvis and Dav Choftes, when Armasakle asks the Kasha, that what's it going to help the Shavuah? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Choshish, that Klai Yisrael will be over on Avodah Zarah, so then why wouldn't they also be over on the Shavuah? How's it going to help that they took a Shavuah, and now they'll be more scared to not be over on the Shavuah? If they're not scared of Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Choshish them, that they'll be over on Avodah Zarah, so what's it going to help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts the strength of a Shavuah on his Torah? So the Marsha of Emes on Taisvis says, this Kasha is Bechlal not a Kasha. It's just not the Marsha. Other Achrayim say the same thing, that the entire Kabbalah Satorah itself all rides and depends on this Shavuah. Now, it's not two separate things, that there was, Klai Yisrael were given over the Torah, and not only that, they were told that they better accept it with the Shavuah also. So the Marsha said that that was the acceptance of the Torah. Klai Yisrael, for whatever reason, that we know that Klai Yisrael had to have a Kabbalah of the Torah, and that Kabbalah of the Torah is what's mechayev us in the dinim of the Torah. So that Kabbalah Satorah, explains the Marsha, was the Shavuah that we took at Har Sinai to accept the whole Torah. So therefore, of course, there's no Shaila that if Hashem was afraid they'd be over on the Avera of Avodah Zarah, why wasn't he afraid that they'd be over on the Shavuah? The Torah is simply that the whole entire acceptance of the Torah was through a Shavuah, and that's what's mechayiv us in the Avera of Avodah Zarah. The Rabbeinu Peretz Bemis asks a similar question, and he says, what's it going to help that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a Shavuah? Similar idea, what's it going to help that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us a Shavuah? Hare, the whole din of Shavuah is only at kama there's a Torah. If there's a Torah, so then I have to follow the laws of the Torah. One of the laws of the Torah is not to falsely to make a shvuah and to not follow your shvuah. It's only a halacha within the Torah already. So what's it going to help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael a shvuah? It's only going to work once they receive the Torah already. What's binding a person to not be over on his shvuah is only if he accepts the Torah. But kokama that he has not accepted yet the Torah, then what's the shvuah going to help? If he'll be over on that shvuah, there's nothing binding him chutz from the Torah. The Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz goes on to say a tremendous chiddush. He said that Bnei Noyach are taka since they're muzer on Kiddush Hashem, so therefore Bnei Noyach are also have this halacha of not making a shvuah sheker. And this is, of course, a tremendous chiddush because we know there's only seven mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. And now it sounds like there's a new one, that a Ben Noyach is Mechayiv in Kiddush Hashem. That would answer the question, of course. That would tell us that, therefore, a Ben Noyach, Klal Yisrael at that point, at least the one side, the Chumra had a din of a Ben Noyach. And since they had a status of Ben Noyach, then they had to listen to the Shvuah. Because even a Ben Noyach is Chayiv in Shvuah. But this, of course, is a tremendous Chiddush, that Ben Noyach is Chayiv in Shvuah. The Ramash Ranshberg brings down from Sefer Asar Marmaris that there's mamish maybe shloishim mitzvahs b'nei noyach, maybe not all of them are chayv misa, but the Kiddush Hashem is an addition. But lemaisa, what's mafursim is the famous question of the Mishle Melech, which could be helpful over here also. The Mishle Melech asked the question, and Avdi Nezer asked the question, or some Mashachach may ask the question, that we find many times in the Torah, before Matan Torah, Shavuos. We find by Avi Melech, we find by Yosef HaTzadik made a Shavuos with Paroi, and we find that many places. We find Avram Avinu with Eliezer made a Shavuah. We find in many places Yaakov Avinu with Esav, they made a Shavuah together. So what bound the other Sakadashim, their Shavuos, and we see even the Goyim, Esav, Amalek, Paroi, what bound in the Shavuah? If the whole concept of the Shavuah is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, so then what binds in the Shavuah? And that means we can extend this question, that the same idea, what bound Klal Yisrael to keep the Torah with the Shavuah, like the Rabbeinu Peretz asked, that if there's no Torah, then there's no requirement to listen to a Shavuah. There's no requirement to follow through on the Shavuah. There's no requirement to listen to the Shavuah if it's called the Matan Torah. So the Shavuah, it can only come after Matan Torah, but the whole entire acceptance of the Torah is dependent on the Shavuah. So this is the same idea. Is there a concept of a Shavuah before Matan Torah? Is there not? And it's Yadu with Avdi Nezer, in Yerdeya, Shin Vav, Tezayin, very famous, the Avdi Nezer says that the concept of a Shavuah really is Misvara. And this is a big insight in, of course, Misachas Shavuos, that the whole musik of a Shavuah, to be mechayiv himself to somebody else, to do something, that a person is mechayiv to listen to his Shavuah, even without a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. That was, even without the pasuk in the Torah, it would be pashut that if a person, he'd have to keep his word. That's a misaydis ha-oilam, there's no question that the world can't exist, that people didn't follow through on their word, and that's a vada, something that misvara, even a ben noyach has to keep, and that's why pashut in the Klal Yisrael, when they were nishbet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechayiv the Torah at Har Sinai, that's something they have to keep misvara, vada they mechayiv to keep, even the Torah didn't warn them. The chiddush of Shavuos, of the Sechel Shavuos, of Shavuos Bitoy, of Shavuos Sheker, is really when a person is mechayiv himself something to do. For example, he says he won't do something, he won't sleep a certain day, he won't eat a certain food. There, misvara, there's nothing mechayiving him to keep his word. No svara that requires him to keep his word. So there, you need the chiddush of the Torah, of lo yakol dvaro kekol ayotzi mipiv yase, that everything that comes out of his mouth, he has to do. That chiddush of doing everything that comes out of your mouth, that's the chiddush of the Torah, is referring to something he is mechayiv on himself, but of course not between two parties. There's no question that if there are two parties involved, certainly even a Ben Noyach, even and that's the pshat in Esav and Yankim, and that's the pshat in Avimelech, and that's the pshat by Yosef HaTzadik. The Achrayim Harei ask a question: If Yosef comes and he tells Paroi that Avadi, you have to let me go to my father's kvura and my father's burial. I made a shvuah to my father that I would bury him. It's a famous kasha there. What does it help? Moshe, Yosef, we see that Pharaoh wasn't concerned. He could have just told him, "Itzav kibud aveim, I have to go to my father's burial." And that didn't bother, that didn't excite Pharaoh that he has a mitzvah of kibud aveim. So what's a shvua going to help? So this is one of the possible truths. It means a shvua, if I say that the Bnei Noach, they understood a shvua. A shvua was something that even the Bnei Noach were chayef. No, the other achrayim say that the pshat is that Yosef tainted to him, if I don't have to listen to shvuas, so then the shvua that I made to you, I think tomorrow. This consensus, the shvua I made to you, Parah, that I wouldn't tell, that you don't know, the shivim l'shaynis. So then you see that that shvua I could also be over on. You see that shvua, we don't have to listen to shvuas. But be that as it may, the first you say, the kapanim, is that the shvua the Klal Yisrael accepted at Har Sinai through the Dan Bris and through the repeating of Hein Hein, her Akashir, Asher Diba Shem Naseh, that was Mechayiv Klal Yisrael. And again, as we saw, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a specific Isser on every single Aver in the Torah and Isser, but at large, Klal Yisrael accepted it, and maybe if a person would be Pirich Oil, then he would tack up the Oiver on this Shvua, and we also saw that it's considered a Chiev on all the subsequent Dairis, as the Shach says clearly. It's something that's Mechayiv and Gerim and all the Dairis. And how the shvua is going to work is we saw basically that Avada, the Marshal explains that this is the Kabbalah of the Torah was through a shvua. And the Avnei Nezer, the Acharinim, the Mishamelech, they all explain that that's a davar pashit, that misvara, a person has to listen to shvuas, even Koidim Matan Torah, and it's a davar misvara that if I bind myself to you, that I have to listen to it. Now just to end off, the Shailas, but how does this concept work? The mushba ba'oimid me'har Sinai, that there's already a shvu chal from Har Sinai, and that I can't be over on eating in the vela if I swore I wouldn't eat because I was already mushba ba'oimid me'har Sinai. How does it work? Meaning one can clarify chakira, is it pshat that it's like the concept that we also encounter in Amasech and in Yavamis, the concept of ein isser chal al isser, that once there's an isser already, you can't have another isser. Or is it a whole new concept of mushba ba'oimid me'har Sinai, some new concept that since there was a shvu already, maybe it's kilu ein shvu chal al shvu, or maybe it's a stama new halacha that once something was already asered with a shvu from the Torah, so then can't aser it again, can't be have a new shvu to be chal in it, there's already a shvu there. What's the nafkamina? So there's a famous shach, the shach in Yeridayin, Reish Lamin Ches, Yiv Katan Hei. The shach said that what happens if a person made a shvu that he won't eat nevelos? He made a shvua that he's not going to eat, you know, the tray for food, nevelos food. He went, you know, wanted to machazik himself. He won't eat nevelos. He even made a shvua on himself. And he fell into a matzav of a bikuach nefesh. And now that he's in a bikuach nefesh, so he has to eat the nevela, and he has a heter to eat the nevela. So the shach says, a chiddush, that he doesn't even have to do a hataras shvua. He doesn't have to go and matter up his shvua. Says the shach, why? So the shach, well, on the nevela itself, of course, the nevela now is mutter to eat. On the shvua, he says, the shvua was never chal. Because of the concept of Mushma Be'aymid Bar Sinai, so the Shvua was never Chal, because he made a Shvua that he's not going to eat Nevela, so the Shvua just wasn't Chal because Mushma Be'aymid Bar Sinai, and therefore now when he comes to eat the Nevela, when he has the Heter, he said Nevela, he doesn't have to matter the Shvua, because the Shvua was Pashat never Chal. Frek the Prima Godim, is a Pelig Adoyla Frek the Prima Godim, we know that the concept of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser says that if a person, let's say, is a Eshazach, and there's another Isser, an Isser Nid, etc., and another Isser that was added on to a previous Isser, the concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser, says the Gemara in Yavamis, the famous Gemara, that even though Ein Isser Chal Isser, once there's an Isser there, another Isser can't be Chal, but it's not Pshat, it's not Chal at all. It's Pshat that it just waits there, and it waits for a Mokim to be Chal, and for example, if the first Isser would fall off, so then the second Isser would kick in. It waits there, it floats in the air, waiting for it to find the Mokim to be Chal. And the Mashal, the Gemara says over there, the Nafkamina is Le Koivrei Bein Rishayim Gemurim, if he's Oivrei in such an Avera, he gets Nikber by the terrible Rishayim, because it is a stronger Avera to a certain extent. It's an Isser there, you just can't get punished. You can't get punished for the Isser, because there's already an Isser there, which is being Mechayiv the person. So he asks the fact the Prima Godim on the Shach, how could the Shach say that he shouldn't matter the Shvua? Hare, the Shvua, he's not allowed to eat in the Velos because the Torah said he's not allowed to eat in the Velos. He comes along with his Shvua. His Shvua wasn't Chal yet, but the Shvua is floating and waiting to be Chal. But regularly he had to enter Mitzad the Velos to go and eat the Nevela because he's in a Pekuch Nefesh. So the Isser Nevela has fallen off. Once the Isser Nevela fell off, so the Isser Shvua should set in. And on that, we should say that the person should matter up the Shvua. Because why should he eat with an Isser Shvua? It'll matter the Shvua. But to say, like the Shach, that there's no Isser Bechlal, and that the Shvua is not Chal Bechlal, and therefore he doesn't have to do Atara, in fact, the Prima Godim is a Pella. And Avni Meluim, brings down, he brings from the Native Yehuda, he talks, and the Avdim Uvlin wants to say that the Shach is correct. And he said that there's a fundamental difference between the Isser, the Din of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and Mushba Vayimid Mar Sinai. The concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser is, Taka, like I said, that it's a Din, that we can't ma'anish a person, but the Isser is there, and the Isser is waiting to be Chal, and you get Nikber Bein Rishayim Gemurim, and the Pasha makes sense, says the Avdim Uvlin. Why? Because there, the Isser is there, the first Isser doesn't fall away, and the second Isser is there, where should it go? Mashayin Kain, when it comes, and for example, by an animal that became an Avela on Yom Kippur, so then this Avela should be around, this Yom Kippur should be bound, because we can't punish the person twice. But Mikol Makom, there's two Isurim. But Machenkin, a Shvuah, says the Avni Meluim, the concept of a Shvuah is an Issa that a person makes upon himself. A Shvuah that's already Mushpa Vaimid, is already a pre-existing Shvuah, so then he doesn't have the ability to make such a Shvuah Bechlau. The whole entire Shvuah, it's superfluous. It's the exact same Shvuah. When it comes to an Issa, there's two separate Isurim. There's an Issa of Nevela, and there's an Issa, there's an Issa of Eshazach, and there's an Issa of Nita, and it's two separate Isurim. Why should one share the other one's existence? So there we say that it can't be chal, but it waits and it floats around. Mashenkin, if he has a previous shvuah on this issue already, he has a shvuah already here. So then that has the ability to knock out the possibility for a shvuah to be chal at all. Once there is a shvuah on this, so what more is another shvuah going to add? And that's why we say that the concept of mushpa v'ayim mi'har Sinai doesn't just say that, like ein yisr chal lister, that the yisr waits to be chal, the yisr can't be chal. Mushpa v'ayim means there's a previous shvuah on this Indian. So therefore, if the person had a shvuah that he's not going to eat Nevelis, and already the Torah told this person, you're not going to eat Nevelis, and that has the taikif, the strength of a shvuah. It's binding with a shvuah. So that makes it that the new shvuah that he made, buchlal, won't be chal, and it doesn't even wait around. It's a whole new concept. It's not a concept of enis chalal iser. The other nafkamina would be, it's so nachal mastami, you wouldn't even be kaiva the person, beim rishayim gemurim, and says the prima godim, says the avim bluim, the shach is correct, that you wouldn't have to be matir your nether in a case of pekoch nefesh, because it wasn't chal, and it doesn't wait around to be chal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.